You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday was the United Nations International Sign Language Day, and the Minister for Disability Issues released a 5-year sign language strategy. I spoke to the Director of Office for Disability Issues, Brian Coffey, about the new strategy.
So the sign language strategy says there's actually 4 or 5 things that the board needs to focus on and promote in its work over the next 5 years. The main one being assisting in the acquisition of New Zealand Sign Language through education and through the community. The second one is that we need good documentation of the language. So things like maintaining the New Zealand Sign Language Dictionary. The third is promoting New Zealand Sign Language and celebrating it within the deaf community, but also promoting it to all New Zealanders as a legal language. And the next would be making sure that government services and other services take account of New Zealand Sign Language users in terms of making these services accessible in New Zealand Sign Language. The overall purpose is maintaining the language and promoting it within New Zealand.
What do you mean by the status process of the strategy? Sign language is already identified as a national language. How can we further increase its status?
Yes, absolutely. So 2006, New Zealand Sign Language became one of our 2 official languages alongside Te Reo. But in fact, as it got to 2015 and 2016, there's a realisation more needed to be done to actually promote the language. So yes, it's there, and it's there as a national language, but in fact, more needs to be done in order for children who need New Zealand Sign Language to learn it. And New Zealand Sign Language users have told us that it's quite difficult at times get translations and interpreting, but this is changing rapidly. But it's just about building on that legal status.
Could you explain the documentation process of the strategy? How will you implement systematic recording of the language for research and reference? Because I'd imagine that'd be quite complicated.
Yep, it is very complicated. Unfortunately, some good work is done before the New Zealand Sign Language Board was put in place through Victoria University, and they've got an online dictionary where people can look up English words and see the sign and also see the equivalent word in Te Reo. But as we know, language is a living thing, and words and signs will change over time, so it's keeping that dictionary up to date.
So how will you make sign language more acquirable? Where will the language be taught and to who?
Sure. So already through education, there's a service called First Signs, and that's where babies are identified as early as possible who need New Zealand Sign Language, and that's working with their family and whānau in the home. So bringing that language into the home, because most deaf children are born to hearing families, so the language isn't naturally available. And then as children enter school, increasing access to bilingual education in New Zealand Sign Language and written English.
How does the strategy plan to make the language more accessible?
Okay, working really, so in acquiring the language, working really closely with education, and education is developing a similar document. And in terms of accessible, it's actually about promoting New Zealand Sign Language and interpreting services, relay services. These are all things where translations into New Zealand Sign Language can be done so that deaf people feel that they're part of the community and able to participate like everyone else.
Would the accessibility implication include more use in the media? I know Parliament TV uses sign language.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're seeing that all the time, particularly over the last 12 months, in terms of sign language interpreters being used more frequently. And kind of another big area of development is in, when there's unfortunately national disasters, making sure that sign language interpreters are available when that information goes out. Sorry, could you say that again?
That's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments that you'd like to make?
Yeah, I guess just the underpinning idea that actually language is really important to identity and culture, and to any identity and culture, and that's why New Zealand Sign Language is so important to the deaf people. And of course, yesterday, the United Nations and New Zealand, as part of our commitment to the United Nations, celebrated the International Day of Sign Languages. And Minister Cipollone was probably one of the few government ministers across the world to actually acknowledge that, and acknowledge that with an introduction in New Zealand Sign Language.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.